Welcome you. We want to welcome any visitors that might be along with us today. We're so glad that you could come and worship with us again and come back often. And we welcome those who are watching us online as well. From Psalm 47, we have these words. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. And let's do just that. As we begin our service this morning, please join us in singing our first hymn, O Worship the King, followed by the song, Chain Breaker. Please stand as you're able.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, waymaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run to no, just ain't right. There's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, a chain breaker. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you can live it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. Waymaker. If you need freedom or
saving. He's a prison shaking Savior. You got chains. He's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking Savior. You got chains. He's a chain breaker.
Thank you, and please be seated. The Holy Spirit of God is the helper, the counselor of truth, the intercessor of God. Jesus says in John 14, verses 15 through 17, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Jesus knew that when he ascended to heaven, the world would need the Spirit of God to be with them. And so he sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us when we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you to our service this morning. We know that you are the counselor of truth, our help in need, and the one who fills us with the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, we pray this very day to come into greater communion with you. You so graciously work to intercede for us to the Father, but also to comfort us with your peace that goes beyond all understanding. Holy Spirit, please come among us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Now please join us as we welcome the Holy Spirit by singing the song of the same name.
Nothing worth more that would ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love. Comes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory is what our heart longs for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that would ever come close. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God.
God is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. I don't know whether you noticed, we have a new guitarist that's joined us this morning. His name is Dan Purdom. It's always great. We're so blessed with musical talent up here with these instruments. It's awesome. It's time now for that special occasion during the service when you can greet your neighbor out there and say hello to one another. So have fun doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what. Y'all are about the greetingest congregation I've ever been in.
We've heard that.
I think it's great. You know, you can do more of this fellowship this evening at our ice cream social. So we would like for you all to come and continue the interaction at that point. All our kids are up here. That's great. I have a story from the Bible for you all today, and then depending on if we have enough time, I might play you a song, okay? Would you like me to do that? Okay. This is just a very short story from the Bible. Today in our worship service, we're talking about, in my sermon, I'm going to talk about prayer. And you guys all know about prayer. But this is a very short, bless you. This is a very short story about from the Bible, from the children's Bible, Read With Me Bible, about Jesus teaching his disciples about prayer. And there's just one page I'm going to read, and there's a picture. You can see Jesus in this picture, and the disciples are all around. See that? Can you all see? See the picture? And also, there's a loaf of bread there. And there's also something else looking behind the loaf of bread. What is that?
A mouse?
Yeah, I don't know what that mouse is doing there. Maybe eating the bread. Anyway, the story Jesus teaches about praying goes like this. Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them. He said, "This is how you should pray." And he teaches them this prayer. And it's the Lord's Prayer. It doesn't sound exactly the same way as the way we say it every week here in the church, but you all know the Lord's Prayer because you've heard us say it. In fact, some of you may already have it memorized. Jesus says, "Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread." That must be why there's a picture of the bread there. Yeah. "Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, just as we have also forgiven those who sin against us. Keep us from sin when we are tempted. Save us from the evil one." And And that's it. That's all he taught, that simple prayer. Isn't that, that's easy, isn't it? Would you all, do you all know the Lord's Prayer? Do you know it? You can say it. Do you know, you all know it, you think? I have a way of remembering it. I'm gonna teach it to you. And I also, I don't know if you noticed, but they changed the words a little bit in that reading. It wasn't exactly the way that, I think I'll sit out here so you guys can hear me. Let's see, how can I do this? I'll sit up here. Just give me, because we might get these guys to help us with this, okay? This is sometimes you can take, is that okay right there? Okay. Sometimes you can take words from the Bible and turn them into songs. And that's what I did. I call this the Rockin' Lord's Prayer. And there's a part for you guys if you want to help out. There's a clap that goes like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Right there. All right, got it? Got it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven and earth the same. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us what we owe. As we forgive others what they've done to us, no matter where we go. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from sin. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. Think you could help me sing that? Want to try? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven and earth the same. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us what we owe. As we forgive others what they've done to us, no matter where we go. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from sin. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever. Amen. You think that would help you remember the words, maybe? Okay, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll sing it. Maybe we'll sing it that way the next time we do. Maybe we'll do that for our Lord's Prayer sometime. Okay, instead of just saying it, okay? Let's have a prayer right now for you guys. Lord, we thank you once again for just the blessing that we have in this congregation of all our young people, our children, our youth. Lord, it's an awesome responsibility to know that we are called to help these young people to be raised up as followers of you, Lord. And we just ask for your guidance and your wisdom. To do that, we ask that you keep these kids, these young people, safe and in your care and guide and watch over them wherever they go. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for coming up. You can head back to your seats.
Our scripture reading today comes from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 16 through 22. And if you would like to, you can read along on the screen. Yes? Or you can follow along in your pew Bible. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. That's the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, I think I'm gonna do another song just to kind of get warmed up a little bit. It seems to help. So I'm going to carefully slide this back down.
We have a problem coming.
Well, we got our attention anyway.
Wake some people up.
Yeah. Once again, it seems like you all know all these old praise and worship songs. So if you do know this one, I'd love it if you all would sing along with me.
way. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth that would bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. Things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Let us pray together. Lord, once again, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations and the understandings of our hearts and our ears are acceptable in your sight, Lord, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There are two things I think we could say that are unique to Christians. One of them is Scripture, the Bible, as we are a people of the book. And secondly is prayer. So it's no kind of wonder that last week we talked about Scripture and this week we're going to be talking about prayer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, I don't know if you all are familiar with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a famous Lutheran pastor and a martyr for the cause of Christianity during the Third Reich in Germany, said that the Christian, this is a quote from him, the Christian needs to be alone during a definite period of each day for meditation on Scripture and for prayer. even during times of spiritual dryness and apathy. It matters little, he says, what form of prayer we adopt or how many words we use. Since prayer is such an important part of our life of faith, I think it's important that we have a clear understanding of what prayer is all about. There is in the back of this Book of Common Prayer, which is something we inherited from the Anglican Church as Methodists, a catechism. And if you all are familiar with catechisms, you may know they're in a question and answer form and often used for new believers, new Christians, as they prepare. Something I had to learn when I was getting ready to be accepted into the church as a member in the Presbyterian Church. But in this catechism in the back of this book, there is a question: what is prayer? And the answer is, prayer is responding to God by thought and by deeds, with or without words. From this statement, we can learn several things. First of all, that prayer is a response to God's own initiative, not our own. Secondly, prayer can be thought of either as a thought or an action. And lastly, it does not necessarily consist of words. Author John Westerhoff gives us another lead in this statement about prayer. He says, our primary orientation cannot be an institution or some great cause or even other people, but first and forever to God. He says this, and I think this is important. I'll say it twice. Prayer is a disciplined dedication to paying attention. Prayer is a disciplined dedication to paying attention. Another author, Ole Halsby, theologian and author, says that prayer is really an attitude of our hearts toward God. These statements can help to broaden our perspective on prayer. We can begin to think of prayer as a state of being, or maybe an orientation or an attitude. This may be a new way to think about prayer for some of us. Today I want to look at some other ways of understanding prayer. It's really not that difficult. Prayer is actually very simple. We just need to broaden our ideas of what experiences qualify as prayerful events in our lives. Actually, there are probably about as many different ways to pray as there are different kinds of people. I have a book in my library called The Spiritual Discipline Handbook that lists 14 different kinds of prayer. And another book in my library, which I like, is called Prayer and Temperament, Different Prayer Forms for Different Personality Types. The trick is to find the style or styles of prayer that suit your particular personality and lifestyle. And then the life of prayer gets a lot easier. It comes more naturally. I want to share with you all just a couple of very simple, brief experiences that I have had that may help you to think about prayer in a new way. The first one, interestingly enough, occurred right here in Weir's Cave. We used to live, as some of you know, over across from the Valley Church. And we used to walk all around. You know, we'd take walks all back on those country roads. And every now and then we'd cut up into one of the pastures, you know, and just all over the place. And we loved going on those walks in the country. And one night we went on a walk, and I walked down the church towards the airport and cut up into a field on the left there. And it was one of those beautiful, clear nights where the stars were everywhere. And I got up the top of the hill in this field, and I just decided I was just going to lay down on my back and just sort of take in the stars. And as I was laying there, I reflected to myself that on the glory of God's creation, you know. And then I had this thought, you know, there could be somebody else somewhere else, maybe not too far away, maybe on the other side of the world, who knows, looking up at those same stars and not really thinking about God's handiwork at all. And that made me realize that just in the act of looking up and thinking about God, that what I was doing was an act of praise and adoration. It was a kind of prayer. I was praying. There were no words, but just in the act of considering the glory of the heavens, I was participating in a relationship with the Holy. Soren Kierkegaard said, "A man prayed, and at first he thought that prayer was talking, but he became more and more quiet, until in the end he realized that prayer was listening." Prayer doesn't even require words. Just being aware that we are in the presence of God is a kind of prayer. It is being in relationship with God. Another quick story I'd like to share. I'm a fisherman. Don't know how many of y'all knew that. And later on in life, as I looked for more and more difficult ways to fish, I became a fly fisherman, which basically is the hardest way you can possibly catch fish, or at least pretend to catch fish. But one time I remember I was fly fishing and I had on my waders, and I was about waist deep out in the middle of the stream. Beautiful mountain stream. I can't remember where it was. With the water flowing by, you know, and I was concentrating on tying this really tiny little fly that I could barely see on with this very, very thin tippet material, and I'm sitting here concentrating on this and completely focused on what was right in front of my eyes. I was concentrating so hard that I kind of forgot where I was. And then suddenly I had this feeling on a different level of the beauty and the wonder of nature and the energy of that water that I was surrounded by. It was just kind of one of those special experiences. And I wondered about this, you know. I wonder if it has something to do like with our peripheral vision. You know how people say sometimes if you look right at something, you can't see it, but if you're sort of looking ahead and you notice things out of the corner of your eye that you don't always notice if you're looking right at them. Or maybe there's something about the whole idea of our resistance. And I want to explain to you what I mean by that. When we are preoccupied with things, sometimes it gives the Holy Spirit a chance to slip into our consciousness around the edges. We kind of let our defenses down just enough that God has the chance to get a message through to us. Because in a way, we are sometimes resistant to God's messages for us. We would rather not always hear what God has to say to us. But in these moments of preoccupation, the Spirit can sometimes find a chink in our armor and the message gets through. This is also a form of prayer. Finally, I want to return to my earlier statement that prayer is really not that complicated. There's a writer who I highly recommend. Her name is Anne Lamott. And she's written a book on prayer in which she says that prayer can be boiled down to three simple words: help, thanks, and wow. In fact, that's the title of the book: Help, Thanks, Wow, the Three Essential Prayers. And it really doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. It's not how long the prayer is, or how fancy the words you use, or even if you use any words at all, or or maybe if you're just listening, or where you pray, or how you pray. It's all about spending time focusing your attention on God, however and whenever that works best for you. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, prayer is a simple but also a very deep subject. It is a way that we continue to stay in relationship to you. Help us to be prayerful people, even through the difficult times in our lives. Help us to maintain that relationship with you. Help us to listen always and pay attention to you. In Jesus' name, amen. I've got to find my cheat sheet now. It's buried in here somewhere. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I've got one here. It's down on the bottom. Yeah, right. Our offering, we're continuing to receive outside in the narthex as you come and as you leave, and we will continue to do that, I suppose, for some time. We are going to now pray a blessing over that offering. Will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful for all of our many blessings, both great and small. Lord, help us to not take for granted any single one of these blessings. And help us to always be grateful. Lord, we have brought a small portion of those many resources that you have blessed us with back into your house for the work of your church. We ask that you give us the wisdom to know best how to use these for your glory and for your kingdom. Amen. And now it is time for us to be together again in prayer, as really it seems like worship is just one movement of prayer to another, even as we are singing together. So right now I will ask for any joys or concerns or any other things that people would like to lift up today in the congregation.
Pastor Dan, we want to remember Mark here and the loss of his dad, Dr. McDonald.
Mark and the loss of his dad, Dr. McDonald. Thank you, Randy.
He was my allergy doctor.
He was your allergy doctor? Okay. Yeah. What was his name?
Dr. Robert McDonald.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Others, yes?
We have the joy. We were able to have Christmas with my mother at Bridgewater Home yesterday.
Nice.
We were able to have her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren there, and it was a blessed day, and she was very good, and we just want to celebrate. We just are so happy. We just praise God for such a good day.
Amen. Thank you, Randy. That's great. Other things?
I have one thing.
Okay.
I'd like to pray for healing in our nation right now. There's so much anger and dispute over the virus and other things, and just help us. I just pray that God will help use us to bring healing into our community, because it's just, there's no reason for it. We're supposed to be united.
Yeah, prayers for healing for our nation. Thank you very much. Yes, indeed. Well, for our pastoral prayer today, I'm going to use a liturgical prayer. There are many different forms of prayer. We can pray off the cuff, or we can use liturgical prayers, or we can be quiet and listen. This is a prayer also from our Book of Common Worship. It is a general thanksgiving, so we're going to be thankful together. And we're going to follow in with our Lord's Prayer. Let us pray together. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. Lord, we pray these things in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Do we have announcements? Cindy, you want to say something about the
Ice Cream Social this evening at 5:30? Bring a dish to share or bring homemade ice cream. Everybody come out. We're going to do the best we can to make it socially distant and
yep.
Safe for everybody. So bring your lawn chairs and just come out and fellowship with each other.
Sounds good. That's it. Is it at 5:30? Is that right? Okay, great. Thank you very much.
And there'll be a water slide for the kids.
Water slide for the kids.
Or the kids at heart.
Or kids at heart. No age limit on that. Other announcements? SBRC committee meeting tomorrow night? Right after food pantry. Okay. Okay. Well, if no more announcements, then I'll invite the musicians back up. I'm going to go ahead and sit down.
Did we lose one?
Apparently. She got lost somewhere in the church building.
Lost. Well, we're going to keep going anyway. As we close our service now, please join us in singing the last song, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Please stand as you're able.
My death
Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you peace, both now and in the life everlasting. Amen.